Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea Donsky is off today. For how many years have we been hearing, be careful of your cholesterol, don't let your cholesterol get too high, you better be, you know, better watch out. Well, you know, things are starting to change, and today we're going to talk about those changing views on cholesterol and health with my friend Vinny Tortorich. Hello, Vinny.
How you doing today, Lisa?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't complain. Are you guys still freezing to death over there? Because I'm in shorts over here in California today.
Please, you're going to make me cry. Oh, my goodness. All right, so jump right in. What has been happening with government's view on cholesterol, and what do you think about just everyday people? What are we seeing, Vinny? What are the changes?
Well, look, you know, we've been hearing for years, you know, good cholesterol, bad cholesterol. Back in the 70s, nobody even knew what cholesterol was, you know. And by the way, back then, we didn't have anywhere near the amount of heart disease we have today. And, you know, I do this heart symposium every year at the Good Samaritan Hospital, and I'm the only non-doctor on the panel. And all of these heart surgeons and heart specialists will go up and say over and over and over, they've been changing over the years, saying, well, cholesterol is not really that bad for you, and it really doesn't cause plaque. We were wrong about that. And then they would get another professional to go up and say, but you still need to eat all of these heart-healthy grains, which made no sense to me or anyone else sitting there listening. And now, you know, the government has changed their views. You know, it's taken them a long time. They haven't come full circle, but they're now saying, wait a minute, red meat, you know, saturated fats, they're not bad for you. Cholesterol will not kill you. And the New York Times have jumped on that. So things are starting to change a bit.
Now, Vinny, I should have mentioned that you're an author, a radio and podcast host. You're a fitness trainer and model. And we met, actually, in the green room on Carol Alt's wonderful show, A Healthy You.
Yeah,
that was awesome. And I just was immediately taken by your personality and your book, which is fantastic. And, you know, I'm so glad things are changing because I happen to eat more of a paleo diet and the whole, I love your no grain, no sugar. It's so important. And as a matter of fact, isn't it the refined grains that are causing a problem with triglycerides and other fats? And really, those are the ones that we need to be watching out for.
Yeah, you know, I talked about it a lot in my book, Fitness Confidential, and I talk about it in the Angriest Trainer podcast all the time. You know, doctors know that plaque is not really caused by cholesterol. You know, they look at cholesterol as good and bad. The HDLs, the high-density lipids, as good, and the LDLs as being bad. And it was largely thought that the LDLs will cause all of the plaque in your arteries, which eventually causes the heart attack. But it turns out that a lot of that plaque is caused by the inflammation due to grains and sugar. So grains, you know, the heart-healthy grains are actually, you know, and guys like me have been yelling about it for years, but we were considered kooks until now that everyone is coming around going, wait a minute, these kooks were right. You know, but all the literature was there. You know, it was there. You know, they knew what the literature was. They knew what the study showed, but we still said, well, it's got to be cholesterol that's killing people. And as it turns out, we need cholesterol for life. You know, we run on cholesterol.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I have to think that, unfortunately, a lot of this goes back to money. And if you look at the statins, and what is this going to do to the pharmaceutical industry in this particular arena, right? I mean, I think it's important to look at the big picture and how money factors into this.
Yeah, you know, statins, again, you go back to the 1970s, no one knew what a statin was. Now, it's what, the number one selling drug? It's like $6 or $8 billion a year industry for the drug companies. And statins are proven to be worse than having high cholesterol. You know, that's shown over and over again. I've never seen one case where a statin has actually helped anyone other than, you know, lowering their cholesterol as long as they're on the statin. And as soon as they go off, the cholesterol goes right back to where it needs to be and where it wants to be. And, you know, statins have done nothing but cause more problems than good. And, again, I'm not a doctor, but it doesn't take long to do the research to figure it out.
So what do you say to people listening who are like, hey, wait a second, I'm on statins, or my mother is, or somebody else that they love? What do they need to do, especially if they're going to go to the doctor and their doctor might have a bias and not have this information? What do they do?
You know, go and do research on the Internet. And I know you're not supposed to diagnose yourself on the Internet. It's a really bad thing to do. But do the research and then find a doctor that you could talk to that's just not following, that's not towing the line, that's not just, you know, giving you the party line of you have high cholesterol, you need to be on the statin. And look, even, you know, we used to talk about good cholesterol, bad cholesterol. And you know, the HDLs were always good and the LDLs were bad. But now we know that it depends on the particles within the cholesterol. You can have a lot of bad cholesterol, but if those LDLs have large particle, you know, the fluffy cells, you're okay. As a matter of fact, you're more heart healthy with a high cholesterol with that versus, you know, having, you know, more good cholesterol, more HDL. And a lot of doctors will admit that they don't know how to read those reports. The doctors themselves were never taught to read the particle chart. They were only able to learn how to read the HDLs versus the LDLs. So find a knowledgeable cardiologist or doctor. Don't take my word for it. I'm not a doctor. Lisa's not a doctor. We're just here to try to help people.
Yeah, and that's what you do on your Angriest Trainer podcast. And one of the reasons that you're the Angriest Trainer is because of so much misinformation out there.
Yeah, you know, people think the angry, you know, they hear, oh, Angriest Trainer, this guy is going to be one of these guys that are going to yell at me like like they do on The Biggest Loser. And as you know, I think you're a listener of the show. I don't raise my voice and yell at anyone, except the industries that have conspired to make us fat, sick, and out of shape. As we say on the Angriest Trainer podcast, your good intentions have been stolen. No one wakes up in the morning and says, oh, I want to be fat. I want to be out of shape. I want to almost pass out every time I bend over to tie my shoe. You know, no one feels that way. You know, they wake up in the morning and go, I want to do better today. And then we have an industry feeding us all of these grains and sugars and really causing more of a problem than good.
And one of the things that you take issue with is quinoa, which is one of those things that people always give a pass. And not only give a pass, but they're like, woo, I can eat as much quinoa as I want.
Well, you know, we do that, you know, and I did that tongue-in-cheek, and that's one of those things that, you know, has kind of stuck, you know, the, I guess I could say the F quinoa thing that we say on the podcast.
Yes.
Is that okay to say on regular radio? I'm not sure how far I could go.
I think F is okay.
Yeah, so you know, we say that because people go, you know, I'll say stay away from grains, and the first thing they'll say is, well, what about quinoa? Can I have quinoa? Quinoa has more protein than any other grain. Guess what? If you want protein, there's something called red meat. There's pork, there's chicken, there's fish. There are a lot of things, even vegetables. Some vegetables have more protein than quinoa. Quinoa will cause the same inflammation that any other grain will cause. As a matter of fact, as far as grains go, probably the best grain you can have is white rice. And think
now,
about that.
We're
talking white rice. For some reason, I don't have the actual math on it, but from what it shows is that it causes less inflammation than almost any of the other grains. And we think of white rice as being unhealthy, yet it's healthier than quinoa. Another one that's not so bad is oatmeal. The problem with oatmeal is no one ever eats it plain. You know, before you put any oatmeal in your mouth, it's usually ladled with, maple syrup or brown sugar or, you know, a combination of the two. You know, and people put raisins in there, which is nothing but a big sugar bomb.
Yeah, that is true. Vinny, we're out of time, believe it or not. So I always love having you on. You're going to be coming on regularly. Thank goodness. Yeah. You can learn more about Vinny. Just check him out. He is so wonderful. At Vinny Tortorich, TORTORICH. You can find him on Twitter. Thanks for listening. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Be well.